Riders Radio Theater is on the air.
Yo-lay-yo, it's the Riders on the radio. Come on, partner, saddle up and go. Get ready for the cowboy show. Yodelay, yodelay, yay. We've been working since the break of day. We've been doing it the cowboy way. Now it's time to play. We're gonna ride and rope and wrangle a tune. We're gonna hoot and holler and howl at the moon.
Yes, it's time to ride the airway once again with America's favorite cowboys, Riders in the Sky. Slim, the man with a dozen friends, Woody Paul, the king of the cowboy fiddlers, and Ranger Doug, the idol of American youth. This is Texas Big Spender inviting you to join Riders in the Sky for a thrilling program of songs, comedy, and high yodeling adventure.
We're gonna ride and rope and wrangle a tune. We're gonna hoot and holler and howl at the moon. Yodelay-you, every buckaret and buckaroo. There's a place around the fire for you with Riders in the Sky. So come on and let's ride.
Howdy, folks.
And now, live from the bunkhouse with the famed old Triple X Ranch, here are Riders in the Sky.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Texas Vic Spender, the voice that sold a million baby chicks. Riders in the Sky, with you here once again, our appearance number 1,743 in our long and semi-illustrious career, and we'd like to take a second to introduce Riders in the Sky to you before we begin our musical odyssey through the Old West. To my left, that's your right, as you look into your radio this evening, the young gentleman who plays the string bass out on our ranch. He sings the melody in our trio, and he rides drag in the roundup. Ladies and gentlemen, Supreme Court nominee, Too Slim.
Thank you so much. Thank you, friends. Thank you. Thank you, folks. Thank you. Gosh, a little boy had a dream. Someday, I'll perform at the corner of 6th and Dedrick. You folks helped make that dream come true tonight. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Slim. You're still on the wrong corner. Haven't come back from last week, apparently. To my right, that's
your... Boy, I wish I could talk like that.
Thank you, Slim. Thank you so much for that intelligent remark. To my right, that's your left. Just past the glowing green dot at the center of your radio dial stands His Royal Majesty, Woody Paul, the king of the cowboy fiddlers.
Thank you, friend. Thank you, Ranger Doug. Thank you. God bless you. Keep your seats, folks. Thank you. Thank you so much. Great to be on public radio, and it's great to be able to introduce the man that's known by a disc jockey in Kansas as probably the most outstanding voice in country music today. The idol of American youth, Ranger Doug.
Let's take a ride on those old Texas plains.
One, two, three.
I want to drink my java from an old tin can while the moon goes riding high. I want to hear the sound of the whippoorwill. I want to hear the coyotes cry. I want to feel my saddle horse between my legs, riding him out on the range. Just to kick him in the side, make him show his step and pride, back on those Texas plains.
Somehow it seems I'm back in my dreams, way back where I belong. Just an old cowhand from the Rio Grande, back where I was born.
Oh, these city lights and these Nashville nights are driving me insane.
I wanna be alone, I wanna be back home, back on those Texas plains. I want to drink my java from an old tin can while the moon goes riding high. I want to hear the sound of the whippoorwill. I want to hear the coyotes cry. I want to feel my sight. Back on those Texas plains.
Back on those Thank you, Saddleback.
Riders Radio Theater will return right after this important message from longtime sponsor, Deadwood Darlene's Prairie Lubricants. Here's Woody Paul, Doctor of Animal Husbandry.
Friends, has all this hot weather caused your herd to be troubled by chafing and galling? Have they sulled up in a corner of the corral and become cantankerous over little things that just didn't seem to matter before? Well, what you may need is Deadwood Darling's amazing new Utter Butter on a Rope. Slim, why don't you tell the folks about it?
I'd be glad to, Woody. You see, you merely tack Utter Butter on a rope to a pole in the center of your pen. Suspend the business end about 15 inches off the ground and wait for the doggies to discover it. Within moments, its soothing, calming action goes to work, relieving discomfort and, of course, stress. Yup, Utter Butter on a Rope, it changes to...
Remember, that's Deadwood Darlene's new Utter Butter on a Rope, a division of Darlene's Prairie Lubricants, the official lubricants of the House Un-American Activities Committee. And now, back to Riders in the Sky.
And here are Riders in the Sky with a special tribute to a Western legend. Here are Riders in the Sky.
Thank you, Texas Bix. We'd like to paint a portrait in song this evening. Portrait of the American West of 100 years ago or more. A portrait of a lonely cowboy and his song on horseback way out in the prairies somewhere long before barbed wire fences and roads. Telegraph wires crisscrossed and scarred the wide open spaces that we love.
Wow, I wish I could talk like that.
Thank you, Woody. Thank you so much. A portrait of song of the American cowboy. Where the cattle are prowling and the coyotes are howling, way out where the dogies bawl. His spurs are a-jingling, his cowpoke is singing, his lonesome cattle call. Riding the prairie, and he sings with an old western drawl. Perhaps you've forgotten that we're painting a portrait of the West here, a sensitive and tender portrait
I was
of the West of long ago.
I didn't forget. I was adding to the portrait.
You were not. You were over there bawling like a sick calf.
Well, there's a sick calf in the portrait.
Oh, there is not.
Yes, he's sick.
Wah, I'm sick. Wah.
Wow, he sounds lost too, Ranger Doug.
I'm sick and
Thank
I'm
you,
lost
Woody.
Too. Wah, wah, wah.
It's a sick, lost baby calf, Ranger
Doug.
Oh,
he can't find his mama, Ranger Doug. Oh, his mama's over behind the big rock. He can't see her.
She's over there, baby. Right over there.
I'm over here behind the big rock.
Yeah, there she is.
I can't see you. I'm so scared.
There she is.
Why don't you follow my voice? Okay.
Oh, they found each other, Ranger Doug.
Oh, they're okay now, Ranger Doug.
I'm so glad. Now maybe we can get back to the song.
Absolutely, Ranger Doug. Get back to that portrait, because it is so beautiful. I can see him out there on his horse, his faithful horse.
His faithful horse. There he is.
And his faithful dog, the bunkhouse dog.
The puppy dog.
The dog.
Yep, there he is, Ranger Doug.
And the bunkhouse cat. You don't often see the cat.
Oh, the kitty cat.
No, you don't.
The bunkhouse jackass!
I see that.
Oh, we stepped on the bunkhouse cat. Quiet down, quiet. Quiet, there'll be a stampede. Whoa, quiet down. Quiet, animals. Quiet down.
Ducks!
It's the ducks. Bunkhouse ducks, Ranger Duck. They've come up from the stock tank, I guess.
The bunkhouse pig.
Of course, the pig.
The biggest pig in Montana. What a giant pig.
Boy, he's a monster, Ranger Doug.
And look, Ranger Doug, in the back of the Johnson, in the back of the portrait, there's silent purple hills.
Except for the crickets.
Silent purple hills.
And the cry of the night bird. Silent purple hills, Ranger Doug.
Purple hills, Ranger Doug.
Yes. And on the other side of the purple hills is a quiet old, an old train track.
A train track?
Yes, an old train track, Woody.
Wow. And
there's a train coming.
An
old steam train, Woody.
Train,
coming
right.
From 100 miles away. Yeah, here comes the old train. Gosh. And it gets closer and closer, and then it's right smack in the pumpkin.
Oh, no! A terrible train wreck! It jumped the track, Woody! A terrible train wreck, Ranger Doug!
It's a train wreck, Ranger Doug!
And it was
a big train wreck.
A circus train!
A circus train?
Yes! It was a circus train!
A circus train, Ranger Doug!
Here come the elephants! Hundreds of elephants!
The elephants!
Woody, look out for the elephants! Ranger Doug! Here come the elephants! And great big camels! Look out for the camels! There's about 50 camels! Look out, Ranger Doug! And big monkeys! Terrible gorillas! Big monkeys and lions and tigers! And the monkeys grab the ducks. And the monkeys carry the ducks up into a big tree. And the ducks are really steamed. So the apes throw the ducks at the cowboy. It's raining ducks, Ranger Duck. It's raining ducks. Ranger Doug?
Are you two quite finished? Let me remind you that this portrait began with just four simple things. A cowboy, a horse, a lonesome song, and 200 head of cattle so mellow they're virtually tranquilized.
One
elephant. Just
a
one,
little,
a little baby. He's a baby. He's a kid. He's behind the rock, Ranger Doug. Look out, he's behind the... There's nary a slug in this
Not portrait. Even a slug.
There's about 2 million crab lice.
Not on my ranch.
Well, that's all the time we have for the tribute to a Western legend portion of our show tonight. Riders Radio Theater continues with some great music in episode 2 of the exciting melodrama Meltdown on the Mesa. Right after this important message, here's El Philo Larry Mammoth for Deadwood Darlene's Prairie Lubricants.
All day I faced a barren waste without the taste of water. Water. Friends, how many times do you catch yourself singing that song? If you're like me, El Philo Larry Mammoth, about 8 or 10 times a day, because that's how often doctors say that we need to be drinking water. I'm not talking about ordinary generic tap water here. No. Yuck. Who knows where that stuff's been? You need good, clean, bottled water. Prairie Air. Yes, guaranteed great with a pedigree to prove it. Friends, it's the newest sensation sweeping a thirsty nation. Prairie Air designer water, direct to you from gushing springs high in the fashionable mountains. What? You're hesitant to shell out hard-earned pay just for a drink of water? Listen to these satisfied users.
Hi, I'm just an average American housewife, and it sure put the zip back in my old man. Wow, the kids drink Prairie Air like soda, and even Tabby loves it, don't you, girl?
Prairie Air. I wouldn't leave home without a canteen full of it. I love it for two reasons. First, it's made right here in America. And second, it tastes kind of like chicken.
Well, get it? When you finally arrive at thinking you're a pretty cool dude, there's a bottle waiting for you, a bottle of Prairie Air designer water. Remember, $9.99 a case, and it can be shot from guns.
And don't forget new Prairie Air Light. All the taste, but only half the calories of regular water. Prairie Air, a division of Deadwood Darlene's Prairie Lubricants, the official lubricants of the Radio City Rockettes.
Here again are Riders in the Sky, performing an original composition by Ranger Doug, the idol of American youth.
Thank you. thunder and loud. She's roaring haughty and proud at the break of day. Ooh, watch her fly, here comes the Santa Fe. I'll ride her on the blinds if I can catch her on time. Here comes the Santa Fe.
Here comes the triple yodel.
Haughty ole, pretty ole, pretty ole lady.
A drifting cowboy alone at the breaking of dawn slowly wakes from his dreamless sleep.
By the rippling falls where his wanderlust called in a gorge of the canyon steep.
Where the silvery rails follow mountainous trails across the prairie and on to the sea.
Where the girl he loves best in a stocking undress is waiting for the whistle scream. Ooh, watch your fly, here comes the Santa Fe. She's thundering loud, she's roaring haughty and proud at the break of day. Ooh, watch her fly, here comes the Santa Fe. I'll ride her on the blinds if I can catch her on time. Here comes the Santa Fe.
If I can catch her, boy.
Thundering loud, she's roaring haughty and proud at the break of day. Ooh, watch your fly, here comes the Santa Fe.
Train wreck.
I'll ride her on the blinds if I can catch her on time.
And it was a circus train!
It was not!
A circus train!
Haughty old lady, pretty 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 old lady.
Radio Theater presents the ongoing saga of the Cowboy Way. Tonight, episode 2 of Meltdown on the Mesa. As faithful listeners may recall from our last chapter, disaster after disaster struck America's favorite cowboys. In the midst of a terrible drought, there was a cattle stampede. Their prized herd dashed over the cliffs. Then later that evening, they discovered their luxurious fleece-lined bunkhouse engulfed in flames. Dashing heroically into the fire, they managed to save their instruments, but...
Where's Sagmeat?
Sagmeat!
Oh, no. You've got to go back for him.
It's too late. The roof's collapsed on him, boys. Is this the end of Riders in the Sky?
It's time to find out, Too Slim, as we present tonight's episode of Meltdown on the Mesa. Dawn is breaking, and unbeknownst to Riders in the Sky, two sinister figures creep to the edge of the rim rock that towers over the smoldering old Triple X.
Are they all there, Charlie? You got the binoculars.
One, two. What comes after two, Slocum?
Three, Charlie.
Three, right. That's all there are, boss. Say, maybe the fire got the old timer.
Well, that's too bad. What a nice way to start the day, Charlie.
Say, think they'll sell out now?
Yeah, maybe. But let's soften them up a little more. Grab that timber over there and give me
right.
a hand.
Meanwhile, unaware of the peril lurking high above them, we find our forlorn trio kicking through the rubble of their burned-out bunkhouse, seeking hope in the ashes.
Gee, we've lost everything.
Yeah, we've lost the herd and...
the luxurious, fleece-lined bunkhouse.
And our beloved sidekick.
Who?
Who?
Side Meat.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Hey, can I have his mule, guys? He won't need it anymore.
Would he? Oh! What is this disgusting blob? It nearly broke my toe.
Why, it's biscuit dough.
Wow. Look at that stuff. It's hard as a rock.
Harder? Why, I bet it's the...
hardest substance known to man.
Gee, it's kind of like a monument to the old geezer, isn't it?
Great idea, Woody. Here, help me lift it up.
Okay. It's heavy. This biscuit's talking to me.
Yeah, they always repeat it on me too, Woody.
Look, it's not solid, boys. It's like a manhole cover over this hole and what?
Well, howdy, boys.
Side me.
I thought I was a goner. It was the biscuit dough what saved me.
Glad to see you back. Have some water, old-timer.
Oh, thanks, Ranger Duck.
Meanwhile, high on the rim rock.
Why is this boulder so hard to move, boss?
What's going on down there? Oh, no. The geezer is still alive.
He's not a geezer, boss. He's a sidekick. Weren't you listening last week?
Thinking again, are we, Charlie?
Huh?
That's more like it.
Right. So why is this darn boulder so hard to push, huh?
Charlie, if you want to start a landslide, you push the boulder down the hill, Charlie.
Right.
Always remember, the landslide goes down the hill.
Right.
We want to kill eagles, we get a slingshot, okay?
While these two evil villains labor at their foul play, Riders in the Sky and the revived sidekick Side Meat set about clearing away the debris from last night's inferno.
Oh, get over here, boy. This thing's heavy. Ow! Well, some of these timbers are still might hot.
You know, none of this would have happened if we'd have had my new SDI in place.
SDI? What's that, Side Meat?
Well, it's Side Meat's Defense Initiative.
What?
Side Meat's Defense Initiative?
Yeah, what? Woody Paul, it works like this. You float a guy up in a hot air balloon, see, and he's armed with a good supply of biscuits made from this new titanium dough. That stuff's hard.
Boy, you can say that again.
That stuff's hard. He's floating around up there in space, see, and he sees somebody sneaking on the old XXX branch. Bingo! He zings him with one of them biscuits. Oh, the Sidewinder's out of commission. What do you think, Ranger Duck?
I don't know, Side Meat. What do you suppose it would cost to get this outfit operational?
Well, I got her penciled in at about, $70 million.
$70 million?
Yeah.
What do you need all that money for?
Fuel.
To buy fuel?
No, it is the fuel.
Oh.
I need it $1 bills. Nothing burns like money.
You can say that again.
You gotta look at the big picture, Ranger Doug.
Uh-huh.
The sky filled with balloons.
Right. Oh,
they stay in touch with mirrors. Oh, nothing gets past them. It'll bring thousands of jobs to the valley. Oh. You gotta have 100 guys baking biscuits.
Uh-huh.
100 guys flying balloons.
Uh-huh.
100 guys...
And burning money. Right.
It'll turn this valley around, I tell you.
Side, I'm not sure we can fund the entire $70 million, but perhaps we can spare a little R&D. Oh. Here's $7 for flour.
Yeah. Well, okay, but I wouldn't hold me up too long.
Oh.
I hear Slocum and his evil empire's working on one of these.
It's not a futuristic weapon system that Slocum is working on, Side Meat. It's the oldest one known to man.
Push.
Right.
Push.
Right.
One.
Two. And,
You remember, Charlie.
Three. Yeah, three.
We got it. Look at that rock roll. Oh, there's another one. And another one. It's a full-size landslide. Let's see how the cornball cowboys stand up to an avalanche of rock and roll.
Right, boss.
Below, our unsuspecting trio has other things on their minds.
Hey, Side Meat, you feel up to fixing in their dinner? I'm mighty hungry, partner.
You must be Woody Paul. Your stomach's growling like a landslide.
Say, that's not Woody, Side Meat. Look up at the rim rock.
It is a landslide.
If we can get to the horses, we can outrun it.
It's no use. We'll never make it.
We're trapped. Is this the end of Riders in the Sky?
Is this the end of Riders in the Sky?
That's what I said.
Why is Slocum trying to destroy America's favorite cowboy? What's the meaning of the title, Meltdown on the Mesa? Tune in next week when you will hear Slocum say. And Charlie say.
Right, Slocum.
And you'll hear me say, you're listening to Riders Radio Theater. And it's time now for the Riders Radio Theater presentation of a classic of the West. Here's Ranger Doug.
Thank you, Texas Bix. I believe we got time for a verse and a chorus of Bob Nolan's great tune of a prospector, the desert and a mirage, Cool Water.
Water, water, water.
All day I faced a barren waste without the taste of water.
Old Dan and I, with throats burned dry and souls that cry for water. Cool
water,
clear
water,
water,
water.
Keep a moving, Dan, don't you listen to him, Dan. He's a devil, not a man, and he spreads the burning sand with water.
Water.
Dan, can you
water,
see that big green tree
water,
where the water's running
water,
free and it's waiting there for
water,
you and me with water, cool
water,
clear
water,
water,
cool
water,
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 water.
Ladies and gentlemen, buckaroos and buckarettes, it's time for us to ride on down the trail of a Riders Radio Theater this week. Speaking from all of us to all of you, and
speak
until we
me,
meet
Ranger,
again.
Speak for me, Ranger.
Speak for me,
I'm
too,
trying,
Ranger.
Slim. So long, saddle pals, it's been so good to see you. Farewell, saddle pals. Really hate to leave you, but the dogies are a-lowin'. Roundup time is nigh. A prairie moon is calling from a starry western sky.
So farewell, saddle pals, our parting brings us sorrow. On down the trail, we'll find a bright tomorrow.
Keep those faces smiling round your home corral.
So until we goodbye, saddle
pals. Good night, everybody.
Riders Radio Theater was conceived, produced, written, and performed by Riders in the Sky, along with yours truly, Texas Bix Bender. Riders Radio Theater is a Mammoth Radio Pictures production in association with WPLN National Public Radio in Nashville, Tennessee. WPLN production personnel are recording engineers Carl Peterson and Tom Knox, PR director Brenda Loft, director of development Judy Lipp, and station manager Alvin Bolt. Also assisting in this production are our buckskin aides Stacy Harrison and Lisa Burris, co-producer Dan Boley, and floor director David Skeppner. Riders Radio Theater is based upon a concept by Thomas R. Goldsmith and is taped live in the Jack Johnson Theater at the Tennessee Performing Arts Center. Guests of Riders Radio Theater stay at home in return for this promotional announcement. This is Texas Bix Bender, who's going to take diction lessons, saying so long, saddle pal. See you next week on Riders Radio Theater.
Thank you.